At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
105.3 The Fan. Good morning, Metroplex. Shout out to the 6 a.m. Club. Thanks for being a Tolo. That stands for Turn It On, Leave It On. Entire morning squad with you. With Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, and our Cowboys insider, Bobby Belt, as yesterday, more drama with America's team as Micah Parsons was spotted at the airport.
Oh, yeah.
RJ Choppy, you believe it was absolutely intentional.
I do. Micah Parsons.
I have a counter to you coming up here soon. I think I'm going to win it.
I don't know about that.
Remember the Titans?
100% on purpose. Micah Parsons doesn't need to go to DFW. He doesn't need to go through TSA. Micah Parsons flies private.
There's my challenge. You lose.
Why?
I think Micah's very frugal.
Micah's
very tight and very frugal.
Not only is he going to fly commercial, he's also not going to play for pre-check like you do. He's going to go through regular TSA.
Yeah. See, nobody's that frugal. Nobody's that frugal. They'll pay $85 for pre-check.
It's not really
5 years.
It's not the payment. It's just a hassle.
It's a hassle.
Made me delay.
And what was the thing he got in trouble for a couple of years ago where people were losing their minds because he refused to pay for something that was like $20?
Yeah.
It was like gas or something, I think.
Yeah, he's like, this is ridiculous. I'm not going to pay for 10 cents more a gallon for gas.
Could you see that was not General Pop versus
That was Gen Pop. That was Gen Pop. That was Gen Pop.
Gen Pop.
See, here's the thing. I agree with you that he is frugal, but we would have seen by now a photo of him at the airport.
What do you mean?
Going somewhere else. And I just haven't seen that.
Since the negotiation started, I don't know that he would have gone anywhere.
He was in Dubai.
Either way, I'm really joking.
So my thought is this was on purpose.
Because people did say, this is part of me being naive a little bit, oh, really? I don't know. They're like, the nachos was intentional. And laying on the table was intentional. There are people who do believe that is him sending messages.
If you wanted to say I was just relaxing on the table, fine, whatever. To me, this was one of those, where's he going? Maybe he's going on vacation. We don't know where he's going. But I think he wanted to be seen. Otherwise, because if he didn't want to be seen, it's very easy. Just go to Addison Airport, just take a private jet. Go to McKinney Airport. He lives in Frisco. Take a private jet. As opposed to driving all the way to DFW from where he is in Frisco and hopping on a Spirit Airlines flight to L.A.
So, Jane Slater, I really wish we had someone in the airport that would have... If it was me and I had an extra hour to kill, I would have followed him. I want to see what gate he's walking to. And then we didn't get the airport land photo. I'm sure everyone in Wisconsin was sitting there waiting for him, like Jerry and Charles Haley.
Yeah. You think he's in the group six on American? Do you think that's where Mike is?
Dude, you never know.
He's group one.
Never know how people spend the money.
I mean, look, he doesn't have a lot of money, clearly. He's not been able to get his contract done. He's got to be able to get his payday before he knew that. That may be part of the statement, too. It's just like, look where I'm at. I can't even fly private.
So Jane Slater went right to work. No, he's not headed to Cabo. I'm told Micah is getting a second opinion on his back per a source informed. The Cowboys are off until Friday. Bobby Belt, what do you make of this?
That... sounds like that kind of action of going, I'm going to go fly out of state and get a second opinion, or I assume out of state, I guess just out of Dallas. I'm flying out of Dallas and I'm getting a second opinion on my back. That to me sounds like somebody who's trying to gear up not to play next week. That's what it sounds like. That sounds like somebody who's trying to say, I'm not good enough to play. Your MRI came back pretty clean, quote unquote. So I need to go find a second opinion that'll tell me I'm not playing.
Because my first initial reaction was, second opinion on the back. There's no back injury. So someone fed that to Jane as the story to believe. Where is he really going? Would the Packers fly him out on a private plane? Could he be going to Green Bay? Is he going on a vacation? Is he going somewhere else? And then it said to me what you just said. Oh, this is his counter to the Cowboys clean MRI. He is going to find, you know, a doctor off the Simpsons somewhere in this country to say, yeah, you do have something. Mulligetta's like going through the Rolodex of saying, who do I have in here? Who's the fixer? Who's some physician in here that will give us the paperwork we need if this thing goes to NFL court?
Is the injury report's not out, right? There's no injury report.
No, so it wouldn't start till Sunday or Monday, whenever they start practicing.
So like right now, if they've given him a clean bill of health, would he be on it?
He would be on the, I would imagine they would have him on there. It would say DNP and then it would say NIR, not injury related, is what they would put down.
Mike Florio, attorney, profootballtalk.com, friend of the show. He talked about Micah's approach versus Dak and CD and how ugly this could all get.
Micah's approach was different. It was a hybrid. I'm not holding out, but I kind of am holding out. And I think that short-circuited Jerry's brain, and they don't know how to deal with him. They need to view this as a holdout. He's there, but he's holding out, Jerry, and he's not playing. He's not going to do your bidding. He's not going to show up and play week one. Jerry got it right when he said a couple of weeks ago, I'm not so sure he is going to play. He knows where this is going. He's just, and I've said this from the get-go, daring Micah to go through with it. And if Micah goes through with it week one, that's when I think they have to ask themselves, can we fix this or are we going to take this to the ultra ugly level of filing some sort of a grievance, seeking some sort of relief under the CBA for violations by Micah in claiming to be injured when he really isn't? It's got the potential to be very, very ugly.
Franklin, injury attorneys, Fantext, 877-881-1053. He needs an injury designation to get paid. Three MRIs, it all good. It's just posturing. And then for the 207, I don't know where that is, Bubby. You don't fly if you have a back injury. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure I've flown with a stiff back.
Yeah, Bobby flies all the time. His back is real effed
up. Yeah, every day I do that. This is something where the fact that he's seeking this out is another play. I don't know that it necessarily is a like underline that this has gotten awful, but it's another card they have to play, and it's one that they are, and they're gonna go seek it out. And Terrence Parsons, who we love to quote from here on the show, Micah's brother, who is very, very vocal, he had said yesterday in reply to some of these different stories and some of these things that happened, he quote tweeted the story from Jane's update on NFL Network, and he said, it's gonna get ugly. Put your gloves on. This is going 12 rounds. And then when somebody said, well, what round are we in right now? Like 10 or 11, right? And he's like, six. So that's Terrence Parsons, what he's saying.
Let's reset now what we all think is going to happen. And I'm taking the extension out of it. All right. You have to either pick between him playing against the Eagles with no new deal or him not suiting up next Thursday.
Oh, okay. So I hadn't thought of these because I'm firmly...
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On team, they signed 6.02 p.m. on Thursday.
Okay.
So pregame. But let's say there's no deal.
Yep.
I think he plays, but small.
Bob?
He plays 15 snaps or something like that, okay, is what I think happens.
So you don't think they're going to go through with the ultimate Emmett?
It's, I can't say with certainty. I can't say anything with certainty on the way they've the way they're handling this, because it's such a different approach than Dallas has ever run into. And it's become such a weird dynamic between Micah and Jerry and David Mulugeta and how they're interacting on this, or how the steps that they're choosing to take on this, that it's really hard to forecast based off of what they're doing, like what it means. So I think he's going to play. I can't imagine he's going to miss time, but if he can go get the injury designation from somebody else and file a grievance, then this gets uglier a lot faster. And it ratchets up another level.
When's the last time we've had a player playing with the grievance against the team? They're fighting with each other with the grievance active.
I feel like that has happened before. Not here in Dallas, but I feel like it's happened in one of these other contract situations that's occurred.
Florio also checked in on the Green Bay rumor, and he said the Packers are interested. However, the interest is nowhere near the smoke that's out there. That's what he was told. If, of course, the package included a player the Cowboys covet, that could change things. A straight draft pick deal won't help the Cowboys this year. Close quote. Choppy, you have said you want a straight draft pick deal. Brian Gutekunst, the general manager in Green Bay, was specifically asked about trying to get a player like Micah, and he prefaced it by saying he couldn't talk about a player on another team. Every opportunity that's out there, we think it'll help the Packers, but they will take a long look at. So that is Florio saying, yes, there's interest, but maybe not to the level that's out there right now of a deal has been agreed to. Green Bay is willing to pay him 45. It's just waiting on the Micah sign-off.
Yeah, I think Green Bay's got something that they want to offer. I don't think Green Bay has offered anything, though.
And why would you not?
Because I think...
Question.
This whole thing in the NFL, this ping contest of you got to officially say he's on the block before we call you with any type of it's this challenge game of call first.
So stupid. It's so like, stupid.
I think
it's like couples.
I don't know. My guess is related to the way Jerry has done business before and the way he talks about phone. I would guess they don't want to get a I'm not listening to you or a no from Jerry as the starting point. And so they're just probably sitting there going, wait for him to say, we've got the call ready as soon as he says he's going to listen. And I think that the whole time, the unlikeliest scenario to me this entire way of all these different things that we've talked about that could be possible, the most unlikely to me has been that he gets traded this year. I that's been the one that I've said that's not going to happen. Them getting a deal done at the 11th hour is more possible. Him getting traded next spring is more possible. All those sort of things.
Right.
I think
they're going to do it now. But then again, when you get into next spring,
I think
those draft picks are more valuable.
I think it's shifting right a little bit, though. Like, I think they've gone from what they've continued to say this whole time, we're not trading Micah Parsons. I think they're beginning an evolution of, we're probably not trading Micah Parsons. And once you're at, we're probably not trading Micah Parsons, it can flip at any second to call us. And that's where I think that they're kind of starting to have their evolution. But I think that, I think the most unlikely scenario for me, and it could still change, because again, anything could happen right now. I think the most unlikely scenario to me now is no longer he gets traded before the season. The most unlikely scenario to me is they get a deal done before the season. And that I think still my likeliest option would be he plays out the year on the contract that he has, and then something happens next spring. But ultimately, I don't think he's signing an extension here.
we need to come up with a pros and cons list of trading him now versus after the year with all the drama and distraction that comes along with it. So we need to do that and unveil it a little bit later on.
By the way, to your question, 2017, Kawan Short had an active grievance against the Panthers and played through it. That was the last one that I can see.
All right, there it is. Micah spotted at the airport. Jane Slater right on it, saying that the second opinion of the back is being seeked out, and we think that is leading to a possible grievance battle between the two parties. We're live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Thanks for being a Tolo. That stands for Turn It On, Leave It On. We want to hook you up with Rangers Brewers tickets in the 720 Expressway. Why is Peyton Russell previewing college football with wheelchairs? It's the payload every Thursday next on Sean and RJ.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.